people to pick up a win, 7-game winning streak at home. How are you guys able to pull this one?
Oh, it was a, I thought it was a gutsy win. They're obviously short a couple of guys, so are we, but you're right, this is a tough building. We knew we were going to have to play a good game. I really liked our first period. I thought, you know, we were a little unfortunate to come out of that 1-1, and, you know, we knew they'd push back, but I loved our response in the third. I thought we came out down 2-1 and you know, wanted to really throw a push at them, and I thought we did that.
Penalty kill ended up playing a big role. What can you say about getting some momentum back?
Yeah.
You didn't like it really going into the break.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we came out of the break and kind of reset it, went back to some fundamentals and some foundation, and I thought it did a good job against a great power play tonight. You know, having said that, we got fortunate on a few. The first one, I think Laine had 3 or 4 open looks and missed, but, you know, gave us a big kill, obviously, at the end of the game. There are a couple big kills.
What did you think of the tribute to Paul Maurice?
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, again, you know, great career, great coach. I think he belongs on that list with those other names. He hasn't been fortunate enough to coach the type of talent that some of those other guys has, but, you know, the longevity and I think the tributes, when you hear people talk about them that have played for them, speak for themselves.
No apologies on getting the win, though, I suppose.
No, this is how it should be.
Dan Darrow, was that a no-brainer from him?
Well, they're never no-brainers. I mean, there's so much at stake.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously it's a huge swing if you get it wrong. So, you know, but he's fearless there, and, you know, he got it right. And big hat tip to him, because that was a key moment.
Does that change momentum on the bench when something like that happens?
Oh, absolutely. It changes momentum in the entire game. You know, that's a huge swing for us at that point. So big call and gutsy call.
Being shorthanded in overtime like that, I mean, how fortunate do you feel when you saw that giveaway?
Yeah. Well, you know, first off, 4-on-3 power plays are hard. You know, they look like they should be at a big advantage. I think most coaches would probably take a 5-on-4 over a 4-on-3. You know, we had some good players out there that made some big-time plays. And, you know, the pass Burnsy gave to Pavelski was world-class. And it was a rocket, and the way Pav handled it and stuck it in the net was world class. So that's what great players do.
What did you think of the too many men on the ice call there in OT?
Well, it was the right call. You know, we got too excited leaving the bench. You know, looking for a chance to score. And you know, we've done it a couple games now. We gotta get that out of our game this time of year.
Marcus Sorensen got a goal, obviously, tonight. I thought his game jumped out at least from upstairs in the press box.
Yeah.
What do you think of his game?
Marcus has been good all year. Brings energy, brings the same thing every night. Speed, energy, plays inside. He's fearless. He hangs around that net. That's where he got the goal tonight. He's been a big part of our group this year.